back in on a Halloween. 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you. It is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You think it's scary? You think any Yankees fans are going to the Jets game tonight?
Probably. There'll be a few crossovers. Yeah,
that's right. Jets, so. Yankees.
No, Giants, Yankees, Jets, okay. Jets, Mets. You remember, they all rhyme. Jets, Mets, Nets. That's all a crew together. But, I mean, obviously, there's probably going to be some crossover trying to, you know, get that fifth inning out of their system. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen a bigger collapse in my life.
Was
in
it ironic that Aaron Judge was finally getting it done with his bat and then didn't get it done with his glove?
I mean, how about that, right? Like, he finally hit that home run. Everybody's cheering. I even texted you guys, Yankees are going to win this thing in seven, right? Aaron Judge finally got a hit.
Right.
You know, like, you started to see the script come alive right before your face, right? The script was coming alive, coming alive, coming alive. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Judge pulled, an Anthony Richardson and tapped out on that play and drop. I mean, watch his eyes, guys. Like, he takes his eyes clearly off his glove and drops the ball. Like, they say, see ball, hit ball, right? It's not that hard, Nick Prado. But keep your eye on the ball. Aaron Judge takes his eye off the ball. It falls down and opens the door to an inning that should have been over hours before it ended. And then it ends with Gerrit Cole standing there pointing at Rizzo at first base, and the game is tied. And you had said that move by Gerrit Cole ended up costing Fox like $44 million or something tonight.
I don't know
tonight,
what it cost, but the guy I was talking to Mac about, John Ewing, that does MGM, was saying that the play that obviously he didn't cover first, and
right,
a lot of people put that, you know, as like that's when it really started to go south, as it was 5-0, then tied 5-5, that Fox was averaging $44.3 million per ad, and that game six, Gerrit Cole cost Fox the bag.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you don't make any money until after game four. They got one game, and then it was like, like, we were supposed to go back to L.A. 3-2,
give us a chance. Give us game six at least, you know?
Right, and unfortunately, the Yankees didn't do that. For all of us that do enjoy baseball, it is over. The Dodgers win 4-1 in five games. It's crown the Dodgers. Dave Roberts is now a lifetime manager until he wants to sit down. That's two titles, one in the bubble, one outside of it.
And now you can say the Dodgers finally have a legit title since 88, right?
And, you know, fate. Whatever. Obviously, you talked about a Kirk Gibson hitting the home run the same time, same place, same area that, you know, Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off grand slam in. Yeah. Freddie Freeman, the obvious clear-cut choice of World Series MVP, got a hell of a good deal on those veneers.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, those things are, I mean,
those, like, are Rex Ryan-like.
Those are damn Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, like, damn, Freddie, I didn't know it was that bad. Like, that's the problem about veneers, man. Like, you can't get veneers and be okay because everyone's going to know. Like,
oh, they know they're fake. Yeah.
It's like, can you make like a less whiter shade?
No.
You just can't.
You can't. It's like, wow, I'm blinded by your teeth.
Strobe light white every time?
Every time. Have you ever seen anybody get veneers that wasn't like that?
Dude,
like,
not
it's
a
just
chance.
Like, whoa.
Just like, and it sucks because everybody loves a nice smile.
Yeah.
But then everybody clowns you for having a nice smile. So you can't win.
Right. It's a lose-lose type of situation. But, you know,
which is the New York Yankees right now.
Yeah. I mean, it is a lose-lose because now if you lose Juan Soto, you acquired him this past offseason. Mm-hmm. He was only there a year.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't win the World Series. And there's a really good chance that you lose him to your crosstown rival, the Mets. I think he goes to the Mets or Yankees. I think it's one or the other.
He's staying in New York, though.
I think so. That way.
You would
take
New York over the field for Juan Soto.
Yeah, I would. I mean, who's going to jump up? Because this guy's after the bag, as he should be. I mean, you know, he's already won the World Series, if I'm not mistaken, with Washington,
right? You can eliminate teams. You can eliminate Washington. You can eliminate San Diego.
But if that owner was still alive, I would not have eliminated San Diego. You can eliminate Colorado.
Yeah, he'd hit 60 home runs in Colorado.
He'd be crazy in Colorado. But you can eliminate Minnesota,
White Sox,
yeah,
probably the Royals.
I had 18-1 odds, man. Hey, John, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be nuts.
Come on, John, go get Juan Soto. I told you to get Ohtani, and he already paid for himself in L.A. You get Juan Soto, he'll pay for himself,
right? But yeah, so I mean, obviously, Soto was asked about it after the game. Like, you know, do you think he'll be back next year? He's like, I don't know. The door's open. 30 teams are available.
Yeah.
I'll listen to what I can listen to.
Translation is, send me your best offer.
Yeah. I mean, send me the check that is blank and I'll put the number in there. And if you say yes, then we have a deal. If you say no, then I'll just go to the next team and do the same process.
Right.
Which he deserves it.
I absolutely mean,
like
does,
you said
yeah.
to me in a text message that we were talking privately, and you're like, you don't get paid for regular season heroics, you get paid for postseason heroics. People know that they can pay, you know, Juan Soto, and he's going to show up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's done it multiple times in Washington, and he did it in New York.
Yep.
Aaron Judge is an interesting storyline because this is one of those things where, and I was watching First Things First yesterday. They were in New York. And they were talking to A-Rod about it, and Nick Wright asked A-Rod a question like, do you feel the weight as a player? And he was like, 15 years later talking about this? Absolutely. He goes, I wasn't great in the playoffs. There was a time.
He stunk.
He was like, I was good eventually. I got to a point where I could play, you know, I played decent. He goes, but I can tell you for sure, like the way I'm answering that question when I'm a player, absolutely not. But as a player, 1,000% you feel that. When Aaron Judge hit that home run last night, you could tell.
Oh, like, hell yeah, you could.
Announcers were loving it. Like, Smoltz was loving it. The crowd was like, finally, it's here. Mm-hmm. And then the dugout, it even like rolled over to Chisholm and who hit the home run. And then, you know, they would obviously end up losing the game and Aaron Judge would drop that fly ball. Tough off season for the young man, Aaron Judge. Not young, but like, right. You know, 30-year-old Aaron Judge.
You're living with that. You're not living with, hey, we lost a game, I got a home run. You're living with, if I catch a fly ball, we're in L.A. for game six.
And now you are, unfortunately, that type of player that we have seen multiple years in sports where, you know, you're John Elway until you win one.
Yeah.
Man, you're great in the regular season. You got some good postseason moments, but you don't have the moment, right? Guys like Ohtani, guys like Soto, they don't have to worry about that because they've done it.
They've done it now.
And Aaron Judge was paid very handsomely. He's got a lot of trophies for individual performances in the regular season, but what he ain't got is a track record in the playoffs, and he doesn't have any postseason trophies.
No, he doesn't. And so you're going to have to wonder now how he's going to get, you know, the ability to win that World Series trophy, because somebody asked on X the other day, like, are you really a Yankee if you never win a championship, right? And people are kind of factoring in, you know, with the greats of all time, and you look at those numbers out there. Does 99 go up on that wall if he never performs in the postseason? I don't know. I think it's hard to say yes, he does, because you just don't reward regular season success. But now that the baseball season is over, was this not one of the best baseball seasons we've had as a collective, you know, sport in a very long time?
Yeah, I mean, biased because of the Royals season.
Well, yeah, but also we have a superstar in Kansas City. Like, there are superstars now around Major League Baseball where I don't think 5 years ago we had that superstar power. You've got Ohtani. You've got Juan Soto. You've got Bobby Witt Jr. You know, you got how many people on Baltimore that can fall into that category right now. You've got Ellie De La Cruz in Cincinnati. Like, I think baseball's in a really, really good spot right now when it finally comes to those superstar athletes that we've been begging baseball for. Market your superstar athletes. Mm-hmm. And now we got a slew of these guys that are in Major League Baseball right now. I think baseball's in a good spot. I think they had a really good year.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even mention one of the superstars, Ronald Acuña.
Acuña, yeah.
Right? Like,
right,
he's
yeah.
there as well. So, but no, going back to Aaron Judge, we talk about, because I think I worry about, like, what his perception will be in New York, right? Like, New York is a fan base that will turn on you overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Career postseason average, .205. His slash line is .318, .457, .68. He's hit a total of 16 home runs in 7 years and 15 series. In the playoffs.
He's played that many playoff games. He has that many playoff home runs.
Yeah, he's
did you say 16?
Uh-huh. In 17 series.
Wow.
So he's been in the postseason 9 times. But again, you look at Aaron Judge, what he does as a career, you know, batter, his career numbers, he's significantly different. He hits .288, right?
Mm-hmm.
He hits a slew of home runs. He's got over 300 home runs in his career, 315.
The theory I heard about Aaron Judge from some folks that watch the game better than all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge makes a living off of starters 3, 4, and 5. And then you get to the playoffs and you're only facing the ones and twos. And you start facing the ones and twos, you're not as good. But man, when 3, 4, and 5 are going out there throwing junk at you, you make your living off of that. And that's what the baseball regular season is about. Then you get to the playoffs and you're like, damn, I'm not used to seeing ace after ace after ace after ace.
Rookie of the year, he'll be a 2-time MVP now, 6-time All-Star, 3-time Silver Slugger Award, Major League Player of the Year, and a Roberto Clemente Award winner. But the one thing that we didn't say anything there, no postseason.
Nobody cares about any of that except for the postseason stuff.
Especially where you win when you wear the pinstripes.
Yeah, you know, you hate the poo-poo because he's had a hell of a career, but there are certain organizations, Kansas City Chiefs, now one of those. You don't win a Super Bowl here, you're not really part of the Chiefs, right? Like if you don't get a championship, did you really play for the Chiefs in this era, right?
That's right.
Dallas, for whatever reason, they expect to win every year. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, certain places like that, like you're judged based on what you do in the postseason. And if you don't perform in the postseason for these teams that are judging you based on what you do in the postseason, you can't be a fan favorite.
No doubt about it. Speaking of a fan favorite, it's Alex Gold. He joins us on the other side for the Golden Locks, and we get to talk about this Houston Jets game that I think he's still just absolutely staying away from. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
You think John Gruden's going as Chucky for Halloween?
I would hope so. You got to lean into that one. What do you think Belichick's going as?
Mac Daddy?
I don't know. No doubt. That's a good call. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
Nailed it. Ryan Clark.
73-year-old retired dude.
So
right?
I have a question. Serious question in the world that we live in today. Ryan Clark goes as Bill Belichick, a very disturbing costume.
Very
right?
disturbing.
Some would say that, you know, wearing a Caucasian face as an African-American male, maybe too far. What if Bill Belichick went as Ryan Clark? Would he be absolutely banned from ESPN? I know you don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. I'm just bringing it up. I'm just bringing it up.
I would hope Bill Belichick wouldn't go as Ryan Clark.
He wouldn't, no.
Because Ryan Clark didn't look good as Bill Belichick.
Wouldn't it be great if Bill Belichick went as Andy Reid?
Oh, that would be fun.
And they'd
be
like, who are you? You'd be like the greatest coach of all time? Yeah. Yes.
There it is. That would be good. I like that, yeah.
Do you think Alex Gold knows he's supposed to be in here right now?
Probably not.
I just talked to Drew. He's recording, so he should be here soon.
Okay, that's fine.
He's going to text him.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Whenever he's ready, he's ready. We got plenty of time. Is he speed walking in here? You know Alex is a mall walker, right?
It is Halloween. I thought he ghosted us.
Yeah, no. You know Alex is a mall walker. That's why he gets here late.
He's not a mall walker.
He goes to the Oak Park Mall and walks around for a couple of hours before he comes in.
Do you think Alex has ever ghosted a female?
Yes. I know for a fact he has.
What's up, guys?
Hey!
Oh, there he is. What are you guys talking about?
Jet right, chip left, two banana, XT9.
Not Binkley.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? No, we were actually talking about how hard it is to like call a play in the NFL during the break.
Oh, the terminology?
So brutal. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Like, I was watching old Gruden videos of like when he was trying to teach rookies in the Bears or in the Raiders system, and I'm like, there's no way in hell in 10 seconds I could deliver that and know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's their only job, but memorizing the play call, it really is impressive. You step back. I know we make our jokes about quarterbacks sometimes that stink in the league and all that, but you have to be very intelligent, at least when it comes to football and knowledge and everything and retaining knowledge and things like that. Memory retention.
It's hard
to play the sport.
It really is. Al Saunders gave me a class one time on the offense, and he's like, here, I'm going to show you how hard it is to learn an NFL offense. So I sat there, just him and I, and we went over. I'm like, he goes, you see why you shouldn't fire an offensive coordinator every year? You see how hard this is, and then you're going to change it to somebody different next year, and then you failed your quarterback.
Do you see Ryan Clark's Halloween costume?
Is it the same split suit where it's like half one color?
No,
and the
he's Bill Belichick.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah. I didn't even see.
You want to see it?
It looks terrible.
Sure.
It looks like a lost old man.
It looks like he's about to say.
Is that where the mall walking came in?
No,
not at all.
I haven't been inside. Just walking fast, and so I go. Well, you know, Alex is mall walking. So
Bink and I were recording an interview for our show today, and then we got it. You know, ran out of time.
Well, nobody
and
all fine. That. It's but, perfect. Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
Let's see. Let me see this.
What? I don't know, man. Very awkward.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't do it the other way around. I'll tell you that.
Whoa, whoa, dude. Whoa. Sports.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Thursday Night Football, right? Like, we're still staying away. All my buddies are like, explain this to me. Like, you're in sports radio. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean you know anything.
But I'm like, it's plus 110. The line has not moved. It's 1.5. Jets are favored Thursday night. 4-4 is the record for home and away teams on Thursday Night Football. 500. I don't know what to do except maybe listen to you right now.
So I've been asked about this game more than any other Thursday night game all year. You guys asked me on Monday
or
Tuesday.
Have you been asked about this game more than maybe any other game ever since gambling has become legal?
I don't know about that, but for this NFL season, yes, for sure. I mean, everybody at first glance sees Texans as underdogs. They're like, free money? Like, I think that's the reaction from so many people.
Vegas knows something.
Right.
There's no such thing as free money.
And Bob, we talked about this last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And that was the lead because everybody's been asking questions about it. So here's the backstory on it for a second. Like, how did we get to this point in time? So you mentioned the Jets being 1.5-point favorites right now. Sunday night, they were 2.5-point favorites, guys.
Yeah.
Then it went down and the Texans were a slight favorite. Then on Monday, it shifted back. Why does that happen? Some of it might be the Diggs injury news, but he's not worth that many points or even 1.5. A lot of it is the pros versus Joes argument, like the classic scenario where you have respected money, as they would call it in Vegas. The books have their professional bettors. They respect their money, frankly, more than you and I, right? When we make a bet, they're like, oh, this idiot's putting money on this game, right? But there's certain bettors that have a track record at a certain casino or sports book that they respect. And respected money continued to come in on the Jets. And remember, the books opened up with the Jets as favorites. So they just view them in their power ranking system. And every bookmaker has power rankings for every team. Not the same as random guy on ESPN doing theirs, but it's a little bit different. And so they truly believe the Jets are the better team. No Nico Collins, no Stephon Diggs. What, the starting linebacker's out for the Texans. Their offensive line's a mess. It is a short week. All of that. You may just stay away from the game, but if I have to bet it, I'm going with the Jets. I'm going to fade the public on this one. It reminds me of Thursday Night Football last week when we were talking to you guys about the Rams and Vikings. Remember, Vikings were 2.5-point favorites, and they're like, "What? How are they only 2.5-point favorites against the Rams?" And the Rams won outright.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I know the Jets are
Puka back.
Absolutely. But still the line, there's a lot of people that the public was on the Vikings side. This game, 80% of the public are on the Texans for very similar reasons. They think it's free money. It doesn't mean that the books are ever not wrong,
right?
But I think it's dangerous if you're planning on going heavy on the Texans. One, I would just bet what you normally bet. Don't like triple up because you think it's free money. That's a terrible strategy.
Right.
And then the other part is if you're going to do a teaser this week, I think that you got to be really careful. There'll be a lot of people that will tease the Texans up. So instead of being a 1.5-point dog, they'll tease them up to being a touchdown dog. And like, oh, well, even if they lose, they're not going to lose by a touchdown. This is where the public could get just destroyed this week. So just be cautious. Like, however, whatever your unit size is, Dusty, stay with that unit size.
Are you, so he's small for him, I would imagine, you know. But when you look at this game, are you betting the Jets outright to win this game?
If you're going to bet the Jets, just bet them outright. Yes, okay. Bet them on the money line. If that's the side you're going to take, you can get them at -134. Actually, just update as I'm talking to you. They're back to 2.5-point favorites. So now the money line's not even as good, but now you need them to win by 3. That gets a little trickier. So yeah, money line would be the play, but so shop around. I think you'd still find 1.5 at some books.
Is this Texans team currently better than the New England Patriots team?
This Texans better than the Patriots team
right
that
now?
That just beat them?
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously have better quarterback play. I mean, it was Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. But remember, this, you have to bet the number and the situation, not just the team. That's what you just said is the very reason why the public thinks it's free money.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying you're wrong that the Texans can't win tonight. But that quote unquote like logic is the whole public versus pros thing. Because first glance, the public, any just casual sports fan is going to say, I know the Texans are better than the Jets. And yeah, when the season ends, we all know the Texans will be in the playoffs and the Jets will not. But that's not how you approach betting on a week-to-week basis. You know, it's the same reason why, you know, last week the Chiefs didn't cover against the Raiders.
Well, they never cover.
You know, we know the Chiefs are
been good so
we
far.
Know the Chiefs. They actually have been pretty decent. Yeah. Like, we know the Chiefs, of course, are a better football team when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day, but they still lost on Christmas Day.
So, what's your opinion on just taking like the under or the over in tonight's game? Because it's 42.5. If you think there's an offense that's depleted and an offense that can't score but might win, then obviously you scream the under.
I think it's an ugly game again.
So it's like a 21-13. I mean, that would hit.
I mean,
that's 34.
20-17. 20-14. Kind of game.
The
something
networks
like that.
Need Rodgers and the Jets to stay relevant.
Oh, so you think this is also some of the calls are going to go Rodgers' way?
Oh, hell
tonight.
Yes, it will. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Cayenne water, baby.
The cayenne pepper.
Have you
water,
guys tried
Halloween?
That on your show?
No.
Maybe we'll do that for Fan Club Friday tomorrow. You want to come back in the 1 o'clock hour and just drink cayenne pepper water?
No, I don't want to. I don't
found a youth, Bob.
That's what they're telling us.
I don't want to piss fire.
I'm not going to really sample anything that Aaron Rodgers.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so
you wouldn't do ayahuasca.
I don't think so.
I think I would.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Chiefs, 8.5-point favorite over Tampa Bay. How do you think this one's
going
to go?
Yeah, so it's gotten down a point. It was 9.5 earlier on the week. This is also like similar to last week where the Raiders were 9.5-point dogs, and then closer to kickoff, and even when we were out at Circa, that book in particular had the Chiefs down to 9.5, down to 8.5, Circa.
Oh.
And
I don't know, man.
I don't know what that book.
I thought.
Oh, I.
That betting show.
Thank you. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for that one. I think this is once again, though, like last week, a teaser spot. You even said it, Bob, 90 seconds ago. The Chiefs covering a 9-point spread and needing to win by 9 points, that's really tough to do in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I know, Dusty, we were discussing it. You wrote it up on the board. I mean, like, they're winning by a touchdown or more the last four games, but you're looking for more than a touchdown. I think you tease the Chiefs down again like last week. You would have made money if you did that last week with the Raiders game. Same thing. Tease the Chiefs down and then find another game to pair it with. Maybe you take a look at the Ravens, who are 9.5-point favorites against the Broncos. I think that's too many points against Denver as well. So you tease
The Ravens are 9.5-point favorites?
Yeah. So you tease Baltimore down, who's -9.5. You tease the Chiefs down, who are -8.5 at FanDuel, for example. If you do a teaser, it knocks it down to -134. So the Ravens would be -3.5 on a 6-point teaser, Chiefs -2.5. Or you could even do a 7-point teaser to where both teams just need to win, you know, by a field goal potentially, and just tease them that way. So that's how I'm approaching. I'm not betting the Chiefs outright on -8.5.
Why wouldn't you just take Denver at +9.5 in that situation? Why would you tease that down?
You mean, why would I tease Denver up? You could tease Denver up.
Yeah.
You could do it that way. I mean, if you're worried about the Ravens losing the game outright, I mean, you can definitely...
I think the Ravens do have a good chance to lose this football game.
And so then either way, you can do... Yeah, you could go on the other hand and you want to tease the Broncos up another 6.5 points. You could do that and have the Broncos be, what would that be, 15.5 point or whatever, 15.5 point dogs in the game?
I want to get into college football because there's really not much to
one
watch.
Game.
Yeah.
It's like one game.
Penn State, Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Anything to do with that one? Like, take Ohio State, take Penn State, take the under. I mean, Big Ten football seems like it's always 20-10.
Because it's in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
I'll take the team that's getting points. It's the home team in this scenario. Mm-hmm. 3.5 at last check. Again, that was as of last night. I don't know if it adjusted already this morning.
Maybe Ryan Dale win a big game for the first time in his life.
I just think the offensive line for Ohio State's a problem for them in this game, going up against the defensive front for Penn State. And so whether you think that leads to lower scoring, maybe that's also the case. But I think if I'm getting the home team in this case, not just a random home team, Penn State is one of the better teams in the country. If I'm getting points with them at home, I think they have the better defensive front, even though skill position wise, that definitely is Ohio State at the wide receiver spot.
Right.
And I've been impressed still, you know, at times with the play calling. We know Kolonecki's the OC. He came over from Kansas. We know how much they're missing him as just a creative mind. So I would go with Penn State with the points here, not on the money line, just Penn State going to stay within 3.5, 4, depending on where you get the number at for this
Draft
one.
DraftKings has it +3.5, Penn State over under 45. You can take Penn State on the money line +142.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to win this one outright, but I feel confident that I don't think Ohio State's winning by a touchdown. I think this is going to be within 3 points, and so if I'm getting 3.5, that's where I'm at. I know you're an Ohio State guy, so you're probably backing your Buckeyes.
Yeah, got to back the Buckeyes. They're going to win this thing outright, and they're obviously going to dominate Penn State because Ryan Day is going to show he can win a big game. No, I kid myself. Who am I joking?
He is so unlikable, though. He's
cringy.
I don't mind Ohio State as a team and program, but he is so unlikable. And when's the last time Ohio State had a likable coach anyway? He's more likable than the guy before him, I'll tell you that.
Was Jim Tressel likable until the stuff came out?
I think so, and I now mean, all that's legal.
Yeah,
so
like, tattoo, who cares?
Yeah, like, tattoos, jerseys. Like
Tressel.
And he had the vest.
Yeah. Yeah,
the sweater vest. I think Tressel
John
was the
Cooper
one.
Before him, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely wasn't Woody Hayes, though. He punched a player in the throat. So
I am interested to hear an update on this because I am a Missouri civilian. Tuesday, that is the one thing that I'm very excited about when it comes to voting on Tuesday is I am going to admit to you and everybody, yes on two. Like, I'm voting yes on two. I'm going to scream it from the mountaintop because I'm tired of having to be a gazelle and not a whale. I'd love to sit at my couch on Sunday at 10:50 instead of Friday at 9:50 and make my Chiefs bet when it can all change. What's the update? What's the storyline going on in Missouri right now in early voting for yes on two or no on two?
So, yeah, Tuesday and what you're referencing, Amendment 2 would legalize sports wagering in Kansas. A yes vote would, or in Missouri, I'm sorry, a yes vote would do that. And Missouri borders, what, 8 states? And I think 7 of them have some form of...
Only Oklahoma's the only state.
And Nebraska has it, but it's not...
Missouri, does it?
I think
it does.
And it's one of the 8. And but they don't have mobile wagering. But still, it has some form of sports betting. So Missouri's obviously on an island when it comes to this and maybe other things as well. And when you look at Missouri's chances of legalizing sports wagering, this is the most money we've seen for a constitutional amendment in like the history of the state. There's like over $50 million have come in on the campaign for the yes side and no side combined.
On both sides.
Yeah, combined. Okay. Yeah, yeah. More of the money has come on the yes side. Yeah. Places like FanDuel and DraftKings have put in a lot of money. The no side has had, surprisingly, even a casino company on the no side. You might be like, why is that the case? There's just language in the bill that is not, it's not the perfect setup for one of the casinos. They're worried that, unlike in Kansas, when we talk about FanDuel, right, we always say in partnership with Kansas Star Casino.
LLC.
Well,
gambling problem, call 1-8.
That's right. On the Missouri side, in this current constitutional amendment, there's some thought that the outside operators wouldn't necessarily have to partner up with in-state casinos. And so that obviously would hurt some revenue opportunity for some casinos. So for the consumer, the good thing with that actually would be that there would be probably more apps in Missouri than what we have in Kansas. Now, you would have, if it passes, you would have your normal FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM. Those are like locks, guarantees, ESPN bet guarantees to be in Missouri. But you might have a few operators that aren't in Kansas because of the requirement to partner up with certain casinos. If they can just operate in the state without partnering up with casinos, you could have a Bet365 or a Circa or a Bet Rivers. A lot of this Hard Rock, which those are all in Illinois, which border Missouri, but they're not in Kansas. So there's a chance you could actually have more opportunities to bet. As far as how it's going, I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
That's with anything, though.
100%. I mean, last I heard was that they think it passes anywhere from by 3-5%.
Well, that's a close vote.
Yeah.
That's the margin of error.
Come on, help these teachers out.
What is the holdup, though, for the state of Missouri on this?
Well, I mean,
don't understand the actual terminology.
In general, we know that in the legislature, they've not been able to get it passed for a variety of reasons. There's certain politicians that have gone out of their way to block that for multiple reasons.
Machines and gas stations.
As far as this goes, I mean, look, there's a lot of people still that view gambling in general, right, as this kind of taboo thing. And there's some people.
We have casinos in Missouri. They've had them since the 90s.
I totally agree. But there is still.
And Keno at bars.
Yeah, there's still some people that are.
And slot machines and gas stations.
Yep.
So if you're sitting there saying you're anti-gambling, you're a hypocrite.
I think that. I'm 100% with you, but I think if I'm playing the other side for a second on this, those people would say, "Well, I didn't want that either." They don't. But my response to that would then be, "You guys legalize marijuana. I'm not sure everybody smokes marijuana or wants marijuana in Missouri, but it got legalized.
Where you're going.
You know, and so that's the things like if you were someone, I will say if you voted yes on legalizing marijuana in Missouri, however many years ago that was, like. And you're voting no on gambling. Right. You want to talk about being hypocrite. You're allowed to go do your vice or whatever. Let people go do their vice.
Yeah, like,
shut up. I mean, smoke my weed. You hypocriticize yourself.
Now, the campaigns have made it all about on the yes and no side about where the money goes, and that's the big debate. Now, there's some people that are just like, they just want the ability to bet. There's others that obviously are looking at, hey, is it going to benefit education or not? Is that true? Is that not true? And all that. But
it is direct revenue that is being lost from the state of Missouri.
People are going to Illinois and going to Iowa and going to Kansas.
Go on 435, the first exit. Whatever that exit is, you know, off of 435 coming from the north there, Walren Road or whatever the hell it's called up there on 435. Yeah. And look on a Sunday morning, the amount of cars, our boss is one of them, the amount of cars that are lined up on the shoulder of the road on that
exit.
We know
what you're
doing. They're stopping off at Quick Trip or whatever to get gas to go get coffee
and
all that.
They're spending more money
in the state, sit in the Andes line that takes forever. You start going through your player props.
So if it passes on Tuesday, then the next question everybody will have, and I guess we can talk about next week, we'll be like, when? You're right. And it would probably be much closer to football season next year.
Oh, that long still?
Yeah. The earliest you could maybe, if everything went perfect, would be late spring, early summer. But remember, when Kansas got it done, and that was through a different path, but when they got it done, I think it was signed into law in like May, and then it was up and running by Labor Day. And that was, at the time, the quickest implementation of sports wagering in the history of it being legalized.
It's taking so long. Turn on the app and let's go.
So in Missouri Lottery operates differently than Kansas Lottery, and everything's a little bit different.
Isn't there like a vote about like a casino at the Ozarks?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's another one.
So it's like real life came to life from the show?
I mean, it's a loaded ballot. It's a loaded ballot. There's a lot going going on. And
I can't wait.
That's
man.
Another one.
Is high turnout in Missouri good for this to pass, or would you rather see a lower turnout for this to pass?
I mean, the sad reality is much, because obviously I think voter turnout's an amazing thing and everybody should go out and vote. But and the sad reality is I think deep down they would prefer there actually to have been less turnout for this issue.
For this issue. Okay.
Yeah. In general, I'm very much want people to go out and vote, trust me.
No. But like, so let's say this doesn't pass, okay?
Yeah.
Then what?
It's going to be a while.
It's pretty much done.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long... That's the risk. We talked about this, I think, when we were going through what options they had after it didn't get through the legislature. And it's like, on one hand, you bypass them, which is what they've done, and it passes great. If it doesn't, though, then you'll have some politicians, understandably so, that would say, well, the people spoken, so they don't want it. And so
they'll just move on.
And they'll move on, and then you'll still... Even though some politicians are no longer in the legislature that were blocking it, there'll be some next man up, if you will go out of their way to block it. So I think if it doesn't pass on Tuesday, it could be a very long time before Missourians are able to bet on sports.
What do you got coming up on the show today?
Yeah, Binkston with me.
Nice.
So we'll be hanging out a little bit. We're going to talk about where the Anthony Richardson decision puts the NFL and how it impacts the Chiefs, just where the quarterbacks are in this league right now. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that. We'll have Paul Charchian join us. And then Bink also has a take about Halloween that is absolutely ridiculous, and we'll get to that at some point today.
I want to give out his address. Everybody rings his doorbell tonight when
it's not even about don't bug me during football. He thinks the holiday is turning into something, and we'll get to that.
He also thinks you guys ruined his relationship, from what I heard.
That's what I hear during the snitch line today. That's getting brought up.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's on him.
There's your tease, everybody. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate the insight about voting and the game tonight. So stay away from the Houston Jets game. That's what I'm doing. Running away like Forrest Gump.
Just enjoy the game, because I think it is going to be a very compelling football
game. Might as well. And then when the Houston Texans win, we all text each other and say,
told you the Texans were going to win.
Hindsight's 20/20 every time in betting. We wrap this show up on a Halloween here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Classic Halloween weather outside.
It really is, isn't it? Like
cold,
cloudy,
windy,
wet
cloudy.
Leaves.
I'm ready to go home and snuggle in and take a nap, dude.
Hey,
tell you what.
Yeah.
There's certain things in Missouri, unlike gambling, that you can get that'll put you to sleep, boy. I'll tell you what. For Halloween,
should
I'm going
to... Should be good in, Halloween.
For Halloween, I'm going as Indica. I'll be in the damn couch watching Thursday Night Football.
Sir, there's somebody at your door. Enjoy.
To be fair, the average age in my neighborhood is like 93.
See, that's ours. We don't have any kids.
Isn't it
other
nice?
Than my, I mean, yes and no.
You kind of like it?
Not really. I would have liked to have kids in the neighborhood for the kids to grow up with kids living all over the place.
Because my strategy for Halloween is quite simple. I get the two big mixed bags of candy that I like, right? Like, it's like the, because if you don't sell it all, you want something.
Oh,
like,
you're selling your candy?
I mean,
Halloween?
Giving it out.
50 cents a piece,
but
kid.
But what I do is, as soon as a kid comes to the door, it's two huge handfuls into the bag.
Into the bag,
because once I'm out, I'm out.
You're
did my duty.
Right?
Yeah. I did mine. I did what I was supposed to do. I was nice.
Is it lazy to put the take one because the game's on?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, like,
because nobody's taking one. If you put a sign on your store that says take one, I'm taking two.
Of course.
Out of spite.
And that's fine. Again, back to your whole philosophy, the sooner I get rid of it, you know. But I don't know that we're going to have many trick-or-treaters this year for Halloween. And we've had kids, we've always been out, but now they're that age of... Quite honestly, I don't even know what they're doing tonight. I've heard, you know, multiple reports of parties and things of that nature and whatnot. So I don't know, man. This is the age where they just kind of do their thing, and you know.
Yeah, and I think this is where, like, we had the conversation yesterday with our poll question of, is Halloween overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated? I've always thought it's perfectly rated.
It's fine,
right?
Yeah,
like,
this
is the one night of the year where parents love that it gets darker earlier, like, especially if it's not, like, mildly sunny throughout the day. Like, you can tell tonight it's going to be dark enough to trick-or-treat at 6 o'clock.
It's supposed to be in the 40s tonight, too.
I mean, it's cold, man. It's already, like, 40 right now. And I wanted to, you know, I think the thing that's crazy is that, you know, you look at this whole concept that is Halloween, and everybody has a different strategy with it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some people are just light off, window curtains shut, don't knock on my door, don't ring the doorbell.
Right.
I don't really necessarily dislike that idea, but also, like, not everybody is, you know, that person. Like, not everybody wants to, you know, deal with that. I think it's funny to see, like, Halloween costumes. Like, my buddy's mom used to tally how many kids would come to her door, and she's seen a significant drop.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude.
Like, 'cause kids are just aging out, yeah, and nobody's moving in, or, well, like, people aren't participating anymore.
So, for instance, like, yesterday, I had to go meet my buddy at a place because he's having a kid, and I can't make his diaper party, so I bought him a box of diapers, bought him a couple beers, hung out there for a little bit, mm-hmm, and downtown Lee Summit, Main Street was locked off because they had trunk or treat.
Yeah, my wife did a trunk or treat last night with seeing you in the major leagues, and, you know, and they did that.
Kids will do that, right? Kids will do that, and then they'll be like, well, Thursday, just eat your candy, we'll watch movies, and it's going to be cold anyway, and we'll cook some dinner, order pizza.
Right.
Like, I feel like pizza ordering tonight is going to be off the charts.
Oh, it always is on Halloween. Pizza or chili, that's what people are getting tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind chili.
Yeah, well, it feels like a good chili type of night, too.
Hell yeah. And then you get chili dogs tomorrow.
And then you have chili dogs tomorrow, and then chili burritos the next day with some beans.
And then Sunday, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, you repurpose it into a, who knows?
Frito burrito?
Yeah, just fill a bun with chili. Who cares? But no, I think, you know, I think Halloween is perfectly rated. It's not my thing, right? I'm not a huge Halloween fan, but kids come to the door, you give them some candy, you move on, and I want my kids to have a good time.
And
so
I think people really need to listen to Binkley's Take at 10:30.
Oh my God, what's coming up today on that show with Jay Binkley and his Halloween take is one of the most bizarre things you've ever heard.
We were all in the men's room. It just happened to be like me, Bob, Kramer, and Binkley.
Right.
After doing that segment with Alex, and we're like, Binkley, what's your Halloween take? And he tells it to us, and Bob and I both look at each other and like cross our eyes, like, seriously?
Yeah, like, this is
dude, and it's classic Binkley. He's like, hey, tell you something, Dutch man, here's the problem with Halloween.
Yep.
All right, let me tell you something. I was like, okay, feel free to go ahead. He's pissed.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Gosh, I can't wait now.
Yeah. Oh, it's an unbelievable.
I wouldn't be able to guess it.
Binkley only take that somehow he works the NFL into Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, no, it'll be a really, really good take coming up a little bit later on. So get after it, Binkley. Get after it.
That's just, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, what's the proper way to give out candy? Is it two pieces, one piece, a handful?
Just throw it at them.
Yeah.
Okay. However you feel.
I don't think throw it at them.
Well, like, people are like, just take one. We need to say, no.
I also hate the parents to say, what do you say? Like, I understand you're trying to teach your kids manners, like, trick or treat. Thank you. Which I love that. I always, you know, say that we've lost our manners throughout the years.
Well, you have to reinforce it to kids. You constantly have to reinforce. It's like talking to Binkley. Like, you got to constantly just reinforce. And now I'm to the point where I go, did you say thank you? Dad, come on. We know to say thank you. You know, like, okay, good. We raised you the right way.
So if it is pizza delivery, tip those drivers.
And when you order your pizza tonight, because if everybody's ordering pizza, you better have put your order in, or you're doing like a Papa Murphy's type thing, or you could just run to Hy-Vee and do steak night and skip pizza altogether. It's $10 steak night at Hy-Vee. Get your taters, get your vegetable, get your steak.
Lance says he delivers pizza and people have already pre-ordered their food. We had 4 big orders ordered for tonight between 4 and 5.
Yeah, there you go.
So pre-order, make sure you tip them, take care of them, because you're not going out in it.
Right.
Also, to those delivery drivers, maybe go a little bit slower tonight.
A little bit slower, yeah. Be careful. You know, 30 minutes or less, we don't need to be doing that tonight.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, 30 minutes or less, you know, keep that with your sex life, not with your pizza delivery.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 minutes or less is basically my life.
You got to work on that.
Yeah.
I got some tips for you.
Somebody says Binkley probably thinks Halloween is becoming a Hallmark holiday. You're close.
Oh my God.
You're close.
Did somebody
in the room.
Did somebody bug in the restroom?
I tell you something about this holiday, Dutch man. It went from being like Reese's, Snickers, and Skittles to all this bull crap.
He's not far.
You're really not. But no, it's that's basically what it is, dude.
I mean, it went like off the rails fast
and he didn't
in the bathroom.
Stop.
No,
like,
he
didn't stop going.
No, like he is wedded to this opinion of Halloween. What time are they doing it? You said 10:30.
Okay. 10:30.
Yeah.
Somebody for the 913 says they give out candy based on costume creativity. The better the costume, the more candy they get.
Oh, all right. I don't mind that. But that's also you judging it. Like, somebody could have put a lot of time and creativity in it. You make them, I'm not in on that one.
I feel like the pillowcase is the number one thing to use when you trick-or-treat. Like, is there anything better?
No, that's what you have to.
A Target sack or a grocery sack
not
gets filled
enough.
Up.
Yeah, it's filled. It breaks. Yeah. You know, you don't want to deal with any of that. You take a pillowcase out.
So you're a
big
parent.
Big pillowcase.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah.
You're a parent. Yeah. Did you ever lie to your kids on Halloween? Like, you need to put this candy aside so you and Jen could eat it?
No.
So you just Let him have it.
You know, it's.
I don't know if you're a candy guy though.
I you know, of course. I mean, if
yeah,
it's
we're
there,
all fat kids at
right,
heart.
Yeah. We don't lie to our kids about stuff like that. We made a pact when we got married. Like, we're just going to be honest. If our kids ask a question, like, they know when we're getting after, right? And they roll their eyes and whatnot. Oh, my God, you and Mom again. You guys are like fiends. I'm like, you're lucky your mom and I love each other, you know? Like, one of those type of things. But we made it a pact not to lie. Like, my daughter came home the other day. And she was having this conversation with me. She goes, you know, I was voted by my friend group as the most likely to get drunk first. And I'm like, okay. She goes, well, wouldn't you be mad? I go, no. I said, I'd be mad if you got behind the wheel and drove or got into a car with somebody who was drunk. But it's going to happen. Like, I don't live in this world where it's make-believe and romper room where I think my kids aren't going to experiment, right? Like, because we all did. And so she goes, you wouldn't be mad? I go, no, I'd be mad if you drove or got in the car with somebody who was drunk. I said, if you get drunk, you call your mother and I, we'll come get you, and it's not a big deal.
Right.
I like that. That's the way we've decided to parent. So, like, lying and saying razor blades and, you know, weed is getting passed out and all these fear mongering things.
We didn't really have that. It was more of like a white lie. Like, if candy wrappers were like somewhat tarnished, like there was a little. My parents were like, put that aside. You can't trust it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, it's weird that it's always the Paydays, the Milky Ways, and the Reese's that are the ones. And I'm like,
my parents used to do that. But of course, I mean, I was a kid of the 80s. So that like that was big back then. You had pills singing to you on TV, you know, like
candy cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, that
secondhand diabetes.
Right.
That's all a that. Larry the Cable Guy joke. I can't take credit for that.
It was different back then. Like, the people actually thought they were poisoning the candy, right? They're poisoning your candy. Mm-hmm. They're putting needles in it.
Yeah, now it's they're giving away medicinal gummies.
They're not. The stuff's too expensive.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier this week.
I mean, that's like, I'm sure if you put on any news station, authorities want you to be aware that there is weed being... No, there's not.
Somebody says, I ran pizza joints for 15 years. Please order before 4:30.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can go there. I mean, I don't know. Or you can just go to the Hy-Vee and you can get one of those Detroit-style pizzas that are amazing.
Yeah, they got the pre-made pizzas, the cooked pizzas, the take-and-bake pizzas. I mean, it makes it a lot easier, you know?
You know, pizza's really great, Bob, until your ex-wife steals your pizza cutter and she knows that's your Achilles heel because you can't cut a pizza with a knife.
That's a real story.
Yeah, that's a true story. Beatley story.
That is a real story.
Mm-hmm. She stole his pizza cutter and it really pissed him off.
He divorced her and he said she could take anything in the house but the pizza cutter. Of course she took the pizza cutter.
Yeah, don't give her that much to run away with.
Pizza cutter thing is still one of my favorite things of all time. Because it's real.
Beakley does join Alex Gold today from 10 until 2. His Halloween take is at 10:30.
You don't want to miss it.
You really don't. And one thing you don't want to not do is you want to go out and do nice things for people, whether it's tip a delivery driver that's doing your food tonight, whether it's being nice to the kids that are going out for Halloween. Go do nice things for somebody you never know. Could change their day, week, month, or year. It is Simply Cool to Care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. Enjoy the 10:30 block on Alex and Binkley's show from 10 to 2.